Hey y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Blemish Beauty Podcast. I am your host and your favorite Jersey girl, Michelle Renee. Now, in this space, we own our scars and we have real, raw, and vulnerable conversations about the things that we cover up. The more we self-discover, the more we uncover. And our goal is to be free from the things that weigh us down. So no more hiding behind the mask of fear, doubt, or insecurities. We are stepping out on faith and telling our stories. So let's get into today's episode. Hey, y'all. I know. It's been a minute, but this is the Blemish Beauty Podcast, and I am Shea Renee, your favorite Jersey girl. And the last time we sat down to have a conversation, it was in March, you guys. So now we are in October, and what better day to come back than Mental Health Awareness Day, right? So I know you guys have been wondering what's going on with your girl, but I am here. I cannot promise you that I'm going to pump out a full season because life is life and currently, but I did want to stop by today and bring you a smile and say hello and let you know that I am thinking about you guys just as much, hopefully, as much as you guys are thinking about me. So really quickly, let's get into it. Let's talk about where your girl has been, what your girl has been doing, what's been on my mind. And hopefully, you know, you guys are having an amazing turn of events. You guys are having an amazing fall season. This is the best season ever. I completely dislike the summertime. I love the summer activities, but the summer weather you can have. So initially, I wanted to come back in May. I wanted to come back after my birthday. My birthday's in April, and I was set to come back in May. But when May strolled around, I found out that I would be going from a boy mom of two to a boy mom of three, right? And that to me really put me in a place of shock, no lie, but it set me back a little bit because I was not expecting that. That was not, as the people would say these days, that was not on my bingo card, okay? Not at all. So I had to deal with that. I had to deal with life and what was currently going on and just juggling everything, you know? I wanted to make sure that when I did come back, I was in a good mental space to talk to you guys and really put out good content and figure out what I wanted to do where season three was concerned. So this is not like a intro to season three. This is just like a message to kind of fill you in on what's going on. So I'm currently in the process of trying to get season three together and, you know, all the things, but I just wanted to come in and tap in and check on you guys and let you know how life has been life and for me. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope your mental health is good. If you're on the journey like me where things is just happening and you're just trying to catch up, keep going. Because at the end of the day, life is going life. But if you've gotten through everything that you've gotten through thus far, this that you're currently in, it won't be any different. You'll get through that too. So after finding out about me becoming a boy mom of three, I had to prepare myself, right? Not just mentally, not just physically, but emotionally. I don't know about most moms, and if you do struggle with this, definitely reach out to me and let me know that I'm not in this by myself. But I had to work on my mental and my emotions because I felt like I was barely learning the ropes with being a boy mom of two, you know, having multiple children. Of course, each one of them are different. Of course, each one of them requires different things. So trying to juggle that and their personalities and their schedules, and nowadays juggling a job to manage both of those, that is a trial on itself. And now you're going to throw a newborn into the mix. Ooh, that's a doozy. With today's economy and everything as high and pricey as it is, you know, it's a lot to take in. And then this time around, I feel like every time I have a child, my village gets less and less, right? So when I had my oldest, he was 16. I had an amazing village. I had so many people to surround me and shower me with love and support. And if I needed something, they could watch him and all the things, right? When I had my baby, my six-year-old, the support was less. Even though I was married, there was minimal support where he was concerned. So it really was just me and him. And I guess that's why he's Team Mommy as we speak, because it's always been just me and him. And this time around, I feel like it's the same. There's minimal support. The support that I do have is far away. So it's not like I can just drive to somebody's house and just have a woosah moment or, you know, whatever the case may be. So just now sitting here and it all settling in that you're about to go from just having a little one, which is a six-year-old, because my 16-year-old doesn't live with me. You're about to have a six-year-old and a newborn. And if any of you are parents out there that are listening to this and you have a six-year-old baby, from the time he wake up to the time he go to bed, he got thoughts and questions and concerns and opinions, and his mouth is just running. Nap times is not just for him. Nap times is for me so I can recharge my battery. So us figuring out that dynamic and really having a schedule and getting into a groove, and now to find out that it's all going to be discombobulated because with a newborn, again, if any of you have children, you know, life with a newborn is unpredictable. You cannot put them on a schedule. I mean, you can try, but you cannot control how they'll act. You can't control how they'll feel that day. You can't control when they want to go to sleep, if today's going to be a play day, if today's going to be just a chill day, if they're going to be sick. And then trying to manage not only dividing my time between these two individuals, but dividing my attention. So trying to just map all of that out and really letting it sink in, and then trying to put out content for a podcast all at the same time. Listen, it has been a struggle, but you know what? I said today, I'm going to come on here and I'm going to just tap in with you guys and see how you guys are doing, because today of all days, we just need to be amongst mature, supportive community. We all have struggles. We all are going through things. And it's nice to just hear your favorite person in your ear just telling you, yo, you can do it. You know, like you got this. Not knowing exactly what it is that you're struggling from, but just the encouragement to let you know that you are loved, to let you know that you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world and you have been created to do great and amazing things. And I say that every time because I mean that wholeheartedly. And if you don't remember anything else, I pray that you remember that. So you guys bear with me because this is a new journey for me and I'm taking y'all along with me. I am going to definitely reprogram and regroup and rebrand and all the things. And I am going back to basics. I have an episode about that, but I really mean that. Yesterday was my podcast anniversary, and I was super excited about that. And listening to my first episode versus how things have transformed, I really want to get back to the premise of what this podcast was. And this podcast was my virtual diary. This podcast was an example for you who are listening that no matter what you face, there is somebody else in this world that is going through the same thing or similar things. And we come together as a community to get through things together, and you're not alone. And if you're like me, you will never be alone, because there's a God that you serve that will always be with you. But if you're also like me, you also want that earthly representation of support as well. So that's what the premise of this podcast is. This is your earthly representation that you have support, that you have someone who will understand that life is life, and who will understand that being a millennial right now is one of the toughest things that you could do. That's the hardest job of all. And I'm here. So I hope you guys enjoyed this little snippet. I hope you guys enjoyed this little virtual check-in. And I'll be back. So just be patient with me. Your girl is coming back slowly but surely as I grow, literally and mentally and emotionally. I will pump out episodes as I go. So always remember, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next episode, you guys, later. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and remember to send this to someone who can benefit from a safe space too. You can follow me on TikTok and YouTube at SheerRenee510, and also join my Facebook group called the BBP Community, because adults need villages too. So until next time, continue to spread love, show grace, and shine bright.